One, the naval service is currently sending out an average of one ship per day to monitor Ireland's vast territorial waters. That's despite government warnings of maritime threats from foreign militaries and organised crime groups. This year, Ireland's naval ships are on course to carry out the fewest number of patrol days in decades as a result of two-thirds of the fleet being tied up due to manpower shortages. Cathal Berry is with us. He's independent TD for Kildare South and a former member of the Defence Forces. Cathal Berry, thank you very much for coming into us today. One ship a day protecting our coast, really?
Yeah, it's fairly scandalous, really, Gavin. So the crewing crisis in the naval service continues. And just, I suppose, by way of example, 15 years ago, Ireland could put 8 naval ships to sea at any one time. And now we can only put 1. So that just shows you it's an indicator of how bad things are currently. And of course, that has a lot of implications for the outputs from the naval service. For instance, search and rescue, anti-smuggling operations for people, for fugitives, for weapons or for narcotics, but also for protecting our critical sea infrastructure. These are the pipelines in relation to gas, in relation to electricity, and also for data cables. So it is a concerning development for sure.
Is there anyone else protecting our coast?
There is, but most of them aren't Irish. So unfortunately, because Ireland hasn't been in a position to look after its own backyard, its own territorial and economic waters, NATO countries, for instance, Norway, France, and the UK have had to fill that gap and do the job that Ireland should be doing, which is a big concern. I mean, this is our republic, and we should be looking after it. It was hard got, and it's the only one we have, so we should be looking after our own backyard.
In a statement issued to Morning Ireland last night, the Department of Defence acknowledged that there are, quote, significant staffing challenges in the naval service. Now, there's approximately 730 people working in the Navy. That's 68% of a full-strength Navy of 1,065 people. Why is this?
Yeah, so basically the Navy is only at two-thirds strength at the moment. So if you have a hospital with only two-thirds of the nurses or doctors are supposed to have, there's obviously going to be massive implications. But the big choke point really is it's not where the junior ratings are, it's where the specialists are. So the engine room artificers, for instance, the mechanics, the communication specialists, the electricians, that's where the choke point is. There isn't enough of them, and naval ships can't legally put to sea unless that expertise is on board. So that's where the focus should be.
Now, the government has introduced measures at improving recruitment and retention within the entire Defence Forces, including the rollout of private healthcare for all Defence Force members, increasing the recruitment age, increasing the mandatory retirement age, doubling the naval service, patrol duty allowance, improvements to pay rates, starting pay for new recruits who've completed training is now just over €40,000. So the government is trying to address recruitment and retention issues across the Navy and all the Defence Forces, yes?
Yeah, correct. That is entirely true. Unfortunately, the scale of the progress hasn't been enough to move the dial yet. So we do need more pay and remuneration for the more senior members of the Naval Service who have those technical skills. And it's always important to point out that our armed forces are the only group of workers in the country that are prohibited by law from joining a trade union or prohibited by law from engaging in any type of industrial action. So they don't have the same bargaining power when interacting with their employers, and that's why we need direct intervention at ministerial level from the cabinet table to ensure a level playing field.
Ireland doesn't have a standalone defence minister. What difference would it make if we had, do you think?
Yeah, we need someone at the cabinet table to champion the cause of the armed forces. So Ireland is the only EU country out of 27, Malta and Ireland, that don't have a standalone defence minister. But perhaps worse still, Jennifer Cam McNeill is the appointed junior minister for defence, but no powers have been delegated to her. So unfortunately, there's a lot of time demands on ministers, and if you give a large portfolio or a number of portfolios to one person, it's just not physically possible to get around and give it the attention it deserves.
This isn't the first time you've raised this issue over the patrolling of Irish waters, and you've raised the point before that you believe Ireland is seen as a soft touch by drug cartels.
Yeah, very much so. So, I mean, it's not just me. The Gardaí Síochána would openly admit it as well, that we are an international hub now for narcotics. It's regarded internationally as unprotected waters, and there's a lot of lawlessness in Irish territorial waters and our economic waters as well. But I suppose the advantage here, this is thankfully, a purely a man-made problem. So it's entirely within our gift to resolve it. So solve the remuneration packages for the senior technicians, but also there's agreement in principle to establish a new, smaller naval base around Dunleary, which makes perfect sense. You're locating a forward operating base next to the largest population centre in the country. So that'd be good from a recruitment and retention point of view. So we have recruitment, or we have agreement in principle, but no delivery just yet.
Cathal Berry, independent TD for Kildare South. Thank you very much for coming into us today.